reading. The first is Acts 2, 14, and then verses 36 through 41. So we'll find that in the Red Pew Bible on page 1692. Peter addresses the crowd. When Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully what I say." And then 36 through 41. "Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' Peter replied, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call.' With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, 'Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.' Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." The second reading is Luke 24, verses 13 through 35. And that is on page 1642. On the road to Emmaus. "Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, 'What are you two discussing as you walk along?' They stood still, their faces were downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, 'Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?' 'What things?' he asked. 'About Jesus of Nazareth,' they replied. 'He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up, returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen, and he appeared to Simon." Then the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Shall we pray together? Gracious Father, we do thank you so much how you've blessed us and provided a place for us to come to study your word. And that we can be here today in confidence, knowing that your Spirit is among us. Dwell with us. Open our hearts, our minds, so we might know your will and your way in all things. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know what? I need a chair today. Give me a stool. Let's talk a little bit first. How many of you ever seen the movie Superman, the movie? The original one. Do you like it? It was pretty neat, doesn't it? Well, you know how it began, old Lois Lane, she's on the top of the Daily Planet building, and she falls off somehow. I forget how she gets pushed off, but she's falling down through going through midair down this long building. The next thing you know, there's Superman. Well, he changes into his power suit, and he swoops up, then he grabs her. Next thing you know, here comes this helicopter, comes crashing off the landing pad on top of this building. Well, things really happening, and Superman, he just reaches out with the other arm, grabs that helicopter, picks them both up, sets them safely down on the landing pad. Well, Lois is all faint of heart, and she looks up and says, "Who are you?" Superman looks back at her, he says, "A friend," and he swoops off. Isn't that how all of us would like to see God? Wouldn't we like to meet Jesus that way? Isn't that all we're looking for? But he comes to us in unspectacular ways, doesn't he? So we miss him. Or do we? I thought about it on this third Sunday of Easter when this scripture comes up about the guys walking through Emmaus who didn't recognize Jesus. I'm thinking, we have the same issue. We don't see Jesus. Many times we don't recognize him. Even when we should, because we're kind of like them two guys, because when we're with him and he's with us, we have heartburn. When I first wrote this and I was telling Bonnie and she was going to relay it to Gemma what to put in the bulletin today, Bonnie looks over at me and she says, "Heartburn, you know that's only one word." I said, "Well, no, the heartburn we're going to put in the scriptures is two words." So you know what the difference is? So heartburn, you know, is that uneasy physical sensation. But now heartburn, that's spiritual. That's a spiritual sensation we have when God reveals himself or God is in our presence. That's what these two guys were having were on the road. They were having this heartburn. Didn't we read here in verse 32, says, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?" They had heartburn. That same heartburn that we still get today isn't spiritual heartburn. So I thought we ought to talk a little bit more about it today and figure out what causes it. How we can recognize it and possibly discover how we cure it. How do we cure this heartburn? We talked about it in Sunday school class this morning a little bit, didn't we? We talked about this kind of heartburn. Amazing how God works. So these two guys are walking down the road to Emmaus. And as they're walking down, and they're all downcast and all of a sudden, I'm certain they get this heartburn. It's like something's going on. And they have to notice the stranger is walking with them. And the stranger kind of walks up, and they're not recognizing him. They're not recognizing that it's Jesus walking alongside of them. And they're saying, talking to themselves. And so Jesus, he says to them, he says, what are you guys so downcast about? I can almost imagine this, can't you? Can you imagine these guys? They're coming back from Jerusalem. They're all downcast. It's 3 days later. They're expecting their Lord to return, and he's not returning. And so they're really brokenhearted. And all of a sudden, they get this heartburn. Like something's still not right. Well, here comes Jesus, and he's walking alongside them. They don't recognize him. How many times have we been in that same situation? Think about it. When you're having a hard time going on, and you know in your heart that God is there, but we don't take the opportunity to recognize him. We let the situation get the better of us. Well, this is pretty much what was going on with Jesus. So he's walking with these two guys, and Jesus not going to identify himself right away, and I don't know why he doesn't, but he doesn't, and he says, so what's going on? Why are you downcast? And he'll come and say, haven't you heard what all happened to how the Jewish leaders, they turned Jesus over to be crucified? And they went on to explain to him what had happened 3 days before. And they said, and it's been 3 days, and we still have heard nothing. I mean, the women, they said they saw him, and they went and told Peter, but we haven't seen him. And so they walk up. And what's it tells us? When he sat down and he broke bread with them, and they sat at the table. Can you imagine the light bulb coming on? They're sitting there at the table. If you were sitting at the table with Jesus, you're sitting there. All of a sudden, you're having a meal together like we do here so often. What imagine if Jesus came in to our community building when we were having a luncheon. He sits at the table, and he opens his hands to break the bread. And you notice the nail marks in his hands. Scripture doesn't tell us that they noticed them, but they knew because their hearts were burning. There's this same stranger, the stranger that came along and told them what all this men in the Old Testament, that they invited to dinner, when he broke the bread, and he blessed. There is our Superman. This is the same Jesus. Situations, we're always looking for different things. We're kind of like, I heard about the story about the do you come to Wise to learn about gardening? And the little boy, lad, looks at him and says, well, no. He says, so why are you here? He says, well, I was just here waiting to see what a pastor said when he hit his thumb with a hammer. We laugh at that, but too many times, when we get hard situations, our eyes are focused in the wrong place. We don't recognize the truth of the matter. We don't recognize that the Holy Spirit has been given to us through Christ to cure our heartburn. I thought about this. We were talking about it a little bit in Sunday school. So in this world, you're going to find that you're heart is convicted, that you have this heartburn, this restlessness in you, knowing that there's something more that we should be doing. Or maybe that someone close to you needs your help, needs God's help. We've had this continual heartburn. And how do we alleviate that heartburn? It's by responding to our Superman. By crying out to him and said, "Who are you? Lord, I know who you are. You're my Lord, my God. The one I accepted." When I was reading our Acts scripture, if you notice, and it doesn't tell us, it tells us that at the very end of that reading that 3,000 souls were saved. How many were there, though? I could almost bet there was 2 or 3 times that many people that were there that didn't believe, that didn't receive, that's left there, their hearts still burning. We can go to drugstores. There's lots of cures for heartburn on the shelves there, for physical heartburn. But how about spiritual heartburn? You know there's only one cure. There's only one cure. We read that. We can read that cure in Acts. That's what Peter was telling them. Then he ended the Acts. What do you read to them? He says, "Brothers," when they asked, "Brothers, what shall we do?" He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, whom the Lord our God will call." That's the cure for heartburn, the spiritual kind. That's the cure that we all need. For it's only through Christ that the Holy Spirit comes into our lives, that the Holy Spirit prompts us to do God's work in this world. Because he died for us. He rose again so that we might have life and have it to the full. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I know there's many here today that will leave here today or are sitting here today and have this awful heartburn, this spiritual heartburn in them. Father, I pray that you'd open their hearts and minds so they might come to know and believe in you. So this heartburn might go away and it might be replaced with peace and comfort, knowing that you are with them, knowing that their Superman is here and has revealed himself to each and every one of us. Father, bless us this day. Be with us in all we do. For in Jesus' name we do pray.